Thank you, Anna. We'll be listening into that. It's Jimmy Smith and James Magnuson in today for Vossie and Brandy. We're here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, the lawyers helping you in your time of need. You can call Bryden's Lawyers. You do that on 1800 848 848 or visit brydens.com.au. So given all that jibber-jabber about Group 3 and getting an update there, we had to cut short that interview with Danny Medeiros. So just to let you know, where can you get those beanies? Via the Mark Hughes Foundation online. So markhughesfoundation.com.au. And you can get them also at IGA and select Lowe's stores as well. So make sure, James, you're getting two?
Yep, one for me, one for the missus. I think we might get two of the female variety. I like the girl's beanie.
There was a really good one about 2 years ago, the pink one, which was, my wife still wears that one. So
we need them this week as well. It's got cold again.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing.
So I had mine on and the way in today. But yeah, make sure you do that. Outstanding cause. They're looking to raise $3 million, 175,000 beanies. Up for grabs. So great support from the National Rugby League, great support from all those partners for the Mark Hughes Foundation. I love the fact who he's, and I think there should be transparency around this from all charities, and that is how much of the money you raise goes to the cause that you are supporting.
I like that.
And how much is chewed up in administrative costs.
Yeah, I remember, you know, as all people did, donating after the fires down south. And then there was the report that Red Cross was holding back half that money for future disasters.
Yes.
It's like, hang on a second, I donated to the fires.
That's
right. I want my money to go to those people as soon as possible.
Yes.
It was, that was really eye-opening, I think, for a lot of people.
I think every charity would be really well served to be completely transparent with how they dedicate their money.
Same as the Roosters salary cap.
Mark, see, just when I thought he's actually not that bad, Magnuson. Despite all the rumours I've heard, he's actually okay. And then you go and lead with that. So fair enough. Mark saying just on Sean Johnson, when he was at the Sharks for a couple of years, did his family live in Australia with him?
I can answer that.
Yes,
they did. So he bought gym equipment from my gym equipment company. We went to his house out, it was near the golf course near Cronulla.
Yeah.
And put it all together for him. I met his lovely partner and their newborn daughter.
So, how old is his daughter? Because I thought she was very young.
Very young. Okay. Yeah. At the time, she might have been like 6 months or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. So in answer to this, Mark, yes. Jimmy, would you say he played better at the Sharks than with the Warriors this year? Undoubtedly.
Yeah, definitely.
Undoubtedly. And the point about it is, too, that was pre the Achilles heel injury, which is never... Remember he had 22 try assists in 15 games or 16 games?
Yeah, he was
games.
Doing really well. Did he do an Achilles last year?
Not last year, the year before. Remember he did the Achilles and he was on the waving... I think it was against the Roosters at the SCG and he was waving to people as he was going off.
Yeah.
For a guy who relies on that explosive speed, that's tough.
Yeah. Well, if you watch the movie Troy, once you get hit in the Achilles, it's all downhill from there.
There we go. Hence Achilles heel. I'm genuinely happy that Sean is happy, Jimmy. He seems like a good fella. I hope being happy has him willing to put his head in uncomfortable places. Only way his form will turn. Rocky at Gosford. I totally agree with.
Yeah. He's got to go to Wimbledon if he wants to put his head in uncomfortable places.
Make sure he takes his spinal ease pillow with him, though, and I'm sure he'll be okay. Hey, guys, when the line judges and the umpires see that they've got Nick Kyrgios for their next match, do you think they're all high-fiving or saying, oh, no, Jeff, Quakers Hill? I don't know.
I think they might enjoy the excitement. It's something a bit different, right? Like, I'd like to be in the stadium for a Nick Kyrgios Grand Slam match. More so than a lesser-known name, just because I'm there for the blow-ups. It's exciting.
I would suggest that the Lions person, now in future referred to as the snitch, will have never had more exposure than what they are getting right now.
Imagine. They'd be saying to their friends and family, go back and watch the replay of this match. They were all over it.
Absolutely. Did we work out what he was doing wrong? Because then they could put it up and say, see, look, I'm right.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if I'm a snitch, I'm doing my job.
Yeah, we need the bunker.
Yeah, where is the bunker? Oh, don't get tennis started on that one. 1300 01 1170. Gary's on the line. G'day, Gary.
Hello, Jim. James, the other day you were speaking about Gagai. I agree with you 100%. I think he's got a problem outside of football, so I hope one of his mates sit down, have a coffee and have a mag, because his mind's not on the game. I'm quite confident about that. I absolutely agree with you. Can I, James, just speak about the state game? Now, I know it's a little bit harsh moving from there to the state game, but I hope someone does speak to Gagai. But in the state game, in the third game, I think we need a 1-2 punch in the third game. They're going to play a forwards game, there's no doubt about that. And we need Payne Haas, two or more to knock him down, and we need someone after him so the Panther Hawker can duck and weave, happy, and then Tedesco can come into the game. Because they'll kick early from dummy half. Instead of taking a step forward, take one step across, cut off the angle. I'd like to see that happen in the third game. Just on Latrell with Parramatta, I know I'm a bit like that. Just on Latrell with Parramatta, I'd like to see Parramatta kick long and low. Let Latrell run to the ball and pick up the ball. I think we're working better that way.
Okay, good on you, Gary. Thank you for that. Likes to mix in a little bit of technique with some stuff there. So
good, isn't it?
Step out, angle.
What do you think about Gagai? So I said the stat on Monday. 17 missed tackles across two Origin games.
Yeah.
If he was in New South Wales, no way he plays game three. We'd chop him.
Correct.
Queensland pick and stick, right? Yeah. What would you do?
They'll pick him.
They'll pick him.
Yeah, and you know what? Billy Slater will go to Dane Gagai and say, right, this is why you've been selected. This is where you need this response from you. And that everything's working in Dane's favour. Assuming that there's not that off-field issue that Gary hinted at, but everything's working. It's a decider. It's Suncorp. It's when you want your 20-plus game players to respond. So everything works in his favour.
Can I just say, and I've been watching Gagai's form throughout the NRL rounds as well. He's terribly out of form. If Mal Meninga picks Dane Gagai for the Australian team at the end of the year, you'll hear a blow-up live here on SEN from yours truly.
Well, there's too many in front of him, right?
We'll wait and see.
If you're looking for someone to play in the right centre position for Australia, and Latrell can do it, and Tommy T can do it, I think they got him covered.
I hope so. Hope so.
Jimmy, where was the Gary warning, Stu from Cronulla? Didn't realise that. We might get one up. We'll get one for the remainder of the Brekkie show. Good on you, Stu. Keep those coming in. 1300 01 1170 if you want to have your say. And, of course, the text line 0457 736 736. A break and back with Michelle Bishop.